The White House ordered the expulsion of 60 Russian diplomats from the United States today and said the Russian consulate in Seattle must shut down. More than a dozen other countries in the European Union, including Germany and France, made similar announcements today. And it is in retaliation for the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in the UK, which the British government says was directed by the Kremlin. For more on this story and other news from the Capitol, let's bring in NPR Washington Desk senior editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Peter.
So what more do we know about this announcement from the White House?
We know that about 48 diplomats and their families are going to leave the Russian embassy here in Washington, D.C. There will be 12 more diplomats and their families leaving from the Russian mission to the United Nations in New York. And as you mentioned, the Russian consulate in Seattle is also being closed. That has some value to the Russians and some symbolic value, if you will, for us, because it's quite close to our strategic bases for nuclear submarines in the Pacific Northwest. And we know, of course, as you say, this is coordinated with our response from our European allies, Great Britain in particular, protesting this apparent Russian attack. And Great Britain has expelled diplomats, 14 European countries, including Germany, France, Ukraine, Czech Republic states have all done the same. And the president of the EU, the European Council, Donald Tusk, says we should expect more actions and further measures in the near future.
So that is quite a statement of unity there. I mean, what does it say to you that that much of the world really is rallying behind this?
It seems that we are on the brink of a return to Cold War status between the West and between the new Putinized Kremlin. Now that President Putin has won overwhelming re-election, whatever you want to say about that election, he is confident in his approach to the world, and it is a rather bellicose approach to the world in many respects, even though Russia, of course, continues to deny these allegations.
Well, what else does it say, Ron, about the president, President Trump's inconsistent relationship with Russia? Because today, as we're talking about, we see this tough line toward the Kremlin from the White House. On the other hand, we have a president in Trump who still seems reluctant to call out Vladimir Putin directly. I mean, he just called to congratulate him for winning his election last week.
Yes, just as you say, he called Vladimir Putin. He had been advised not to congratulate him because of the circumstances of this election and because of the attack and because of the Russian interference in the 2016 election in this country. His advisors had said, do not congratulate him, but the president did so and apparently was quite unhappy at having been told not to do so. So here we see a kind of sea change in this expulsion of diplomats. And of course, the Russians are going to retaliate in kind. So you do actually see real conflict between the president and the Russians, but he still hasn't personalized it to Vladimir Putin. As he said many times during the campaign, he believes that he can strike a new relationship through Putin and his personal relationship so that the United States and Russia can operate together. Thus far, in his presidency, of course, we haven't seen that.
Another big story over the weekend, CBS aired a 60 Minutes interview with Stormy Daniels last night. The adult film star spoke about an affair that she claimed to have with President Trump, and she also described a threatening encounter she says was intended to silence her.
A guy walked up on me and said to me, leave Trump alone, forget the story. And then he leaned around and looked at my daughter and said, a beautiful little girl, it'd be a shame if something happened to her mom. And then he was gone.
So that was probably the biggest reveal from the interview last night. But how's it going over in Washington? We still have not heard from the president on any of this, have we?
Not specifically, although he did tweet this morning that there's more fake news. That's his phrase and in all capitals. More fake news out there right now than ever before.
Might have been a reference to this. Yeah, right.
Yes, could have been. He was adding, of course, to that same tweet that despite all of these stories, the country is doing great. And it's interesting that the president does not respond specifically to Stormy Daniels or Karen McDougal, the Playboy model, as he has responded to other allegations of a personal nature in the past, sometimes with boomerang effects. So in this particular instance, he may be listening to his lawyers.
There were some pretty tawdry details in that interview. But if Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, did in fact pay Daniels off during the campaign, as is alleged, as the reporting tells us, how serious is this starting to get for the president?
There could be a legal exposure here, and it could become part of Robert Mueller's special counsel probe because he is entitled to go into anything that appears to be illegal activity. Now, if Michael Cohen did make this $130,000 payment and was fully reimbursed by Donald Trump, well, that would appear to be the president paying hush money. And if, on the other hand, he did this and was not reimbursed by the president, then it would qualify as an in-kind contribution to the Trump campaign in 2016 by Mr. Cohen, just days before the actual election. And the limit on such contributions is only a few thousand dollars.
Yeah.
So this amount of money would obviously constitute a rather egregious violation of campaign finance law.
And we should note that we don't have time to get into this particular part of the story, but all of this is happening when there is flux on the president's legal team. Two lawyers that Trump had hired after the resignation of John Dowd last week will not be working with him. So, you know, tricky times there in Washington at the White House. Ron Elving, NPR's senior editor and correspondent for the Washington Desk. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Peter.